Maybe some like translations of like when Ajahn Jeff oftentimes will translate different Ajahns like Om Dhamma Habula. It comes across as like you kill the kilesas type of thing. And then with this talk, it's more like the path is doing battle with the kilesas. Is that just the translator, or is it?
Oh, no, that's not. That's not the. That's like Ajahn Chah.
It's Ajahn Chah.
That's Ajahn Chah. It's a. That's his. Because it was. I'd say back to back from yesterday's talk. It's actually quite. I noticed that myself. This guy is quite striking. That's Ajahn Chah's way. I mean, he didn't really. I mean, that was how he approached it and saw it, very much in grounded in that sense of these are dhammas that are functioning as opposed to personalities and personal entities. also, that when Ajahn Chah would use personal pronouns, he would oftentimes be we as opposed to you, sort of him up on the tamaya, separating himself from others. And that was the flavor of Ajahn Chah's teaching. So that sense of strong sense of these are functions of nature, functions of dhamma that are playing themselves out. Obviously, one has to pay attention to which side one's choosing. But it's not a big personal thing. And then Ajahn Chah rarely sort of separate himself out. He'd always sort of try to include people. So there's always, he always felt that he was kind of rooting for you.